From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne. Hi. Before we begin, I want to say how much I enjoyed the profile of you in the new issue of Current Biography.
You always do this. Take me by surprise. Thank you very much. Yes, my favorite is they put a 15-year-old picture of me there, so I will be forever young. You gave us a really interesting challenge last week, one where the clues seemed to be actually harder than the puzzle.
Yes, I said name two varieties of fruit starting with the same letter. And I said in a non-fruit sense, one of them is a synonym of a homophone of the other. What fruits are these?
See what I mean about the clue? What what fruits are these?
They are prune and pear, and pear spelled P-A-R-E means the same thing as prune.
We got about 1,100 correct entries to this week's puzzle, and our randomly chosen winner this week is Sandy Pomerantz, and she's from Pennsburg, Pennsylvania. Hi, Sandy.
Hi.
Where's Pennsburg?
It's about 50 miles northwest of Philadelphia. I just moved here in September from Philadelphia, where I've been most of my adult life.
And what did you do there in Philly?
For 34 years, I worked for the Philadelphia School District as a teacher, and then the last 25 as a school librarian.
Wow. How long have you been playing Puzzle?
About 10 years.
Oh, wow. Well,
I used to send in postcards before I had a computer.
There you go. Well, you're ready to play now.
As ready as I'll be.
Yeah, that's what we have to say, because we never know what's going to happen. Will, please meet Sandy, and let's play.
All right, Sandy, I'm going to give you clues for two words. The first word ends in the letter M, as in Mary. Change the M to an N, as in Nancy, and phonetically you'll get a new word that answers the second clue. For example, if I said company and a plant with a frond, you would say firm and fern.
Mm-hmm.
All right, number one is a brother who wrote fairy tales, and to smile.
Grim and grin.
That's correct. Number two, a bunch of bees, and like some enemies.
Swarm and sworn.
Uh-huh. A brand of toothpaste. And to gather bit by bit.
A brand of toothpaste. It's not Colgate or Crest or...
Yeah, I know. I start running down the list here.
Five letters.
Oh, gleam and glean.
Oh, okay. Gleam
That's
and glean.
It.
All right.
Good job. Discovery of Marie and Pierre Curie. And a measure of angle in a circle.
Radium and radian.
Excellent. How about this? A geometric solid and certain punishment.
Well, it's not corporal and corporum. Let's see, a certain...
Geometric solid. It's a solid that refracts light.
Oh, a prism and a prison.
That's right. Stuff that's thrown overboard. And a member of a 1960s TV family. Stuff that's thrown overboard.
I'm thinking of flotsam.
It's a similar word to that. Ends in the same four
jetsam
letters.
That's it.
A jetsam and jetsam. Is
jetsam
right?
And jetsam. Okay.
Capital of Sudan and a certain film short.
Khartoum and cartoon.
Excellent. Reaction at a horror film and where a film is shown.
Scream and screen.
Excellent. A grayish metal. And your second clue is from Damascus. That's it?
Cerium and Syrian? Syrian?
You have it. Cerium, C-E-R-I-U-M, and Syrian is right. And your last one, a two-wheeled carriage and a noted radio host.
Well, I'm thinking of pram.
That's what I was thinking about.
Nope.
But that's
it's
not it,
something
right?
You would ride in. A two-wheeled carriage. It's covered. And your second clue is a noted radio host. Six letters. Both words are six letters.
Is this an old-fashioned word?
It's something you might ride in a park. And this noted radio... Yeah?
Tram?
No.
No, it's not a tram. It's not
six,
a tram.
It's six letters.
Six handsome?
Letters. Handsome and...
Handsome and handsome?
I can't believe you beat Leanne on that one.
I can.
That's funny. Couldn't even think of it, and it was your name. That's
no,
cute.
I figured he was going with something else, because I could... That's funny. Oh, you're so funny. Hey, Sandy, you're a great player.
Thanks.
Oh, I enjoyed playing with you. pretend. Oh, it was great. We're going to send you some things for being our guest today. You'll get that weekend edition lapel pin. I can't believe it. The Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Reference Set with CD-ROM featuring print and electronic versions of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, and the Puzzle Master Presents, which is Will's book of puzzles you've heard here on Weekend Edition, and that's published by Random House. So what's your public radio station there, Sandy?
I've been a member for years of WHYY 91 FM in Philadelphia.
Ooh, member and years in the same sentence. Excellent. Sandy Pomeranz from Pennsburg, Pennsylvania. Thanks for playing. It's been a real pleasure.
I loved it.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, Will, what's the next puzzle challenge that our listeners can work on?
Yes, it comes from listener Myron Beckenstein of Columbia, Maryland. Consider the word thatch. It has six letters. The first and fourth letters are the same, and the second and sixth letters are the same. Now, only a few other words in English have this pattern, and I'd like you to think of two such words that go together to name an important demographic group. So again, two six-letter words in which the first and fourth letters are the same, and the second and sixth letters are the same. Together, they name an important demographic group. What group is it?
When you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Have a nice Memorial Day, Will. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leah.